Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
You are the living God. Yes, no one. 1 Samuel 2:8. He. It is because of the he that asked him to sing that song. In case you don't know the he has been described to you. The he has the power and the capacity to raise up the poor and change the story. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When he had taught service last week, where one of my sons came to share his testimony, was looking for house rent, and came to me, expecting that I'm going to give him money. And I prayed for him and I told him, God is going to do something for you that nobody, when you are told, you will not believe it. That was last year. And he left. And somebody came from Lagos. Said, what are you looking for? I'm looking for accommodation. And the person told him, why not look for a land? I don't have money for accommodation. You're asking me to look for a land. So they started looking for a land. And they got a land. And the person said, don't worry. And the person built the house for him. He moved into the house. There was space in the land. The person came back again. Said, this space, why are we leaving it like that? Let's build another thing there. He built another thing. And they are paying him the rent. And he's staying upon the land. Listen, in case you don't know the he, that is what the he does. I am tired of listening to other people's story. I want to share my own. Are you not tired? For how long will you be the audience in church? How long? I'm tired of hearing stories. I'm ready for my own. He leaves the poor. He leaves them. He leaves them. He doesn't ask for their account number. He doesn't ask for their background. He just come and say, I leave you. Whether these people like it or not, they can do nothing about it. He leaves up. In the midst of the people, everybody here, the Lord is holding your hand and is lifting you up. In the name of Jesus, He lifts the poor from the dunghill. Anywhere the enemy has kept you in the backside of wickedness, the one that changed the location of David, lifting him from the dunghill and taking him to the throne, today He will visit you. In the name of Jesus, can we lift our right hand up and say, Lord, You lift the poor from the doors. You lift the needy from the dunghill. Give me King James. Oh Lord, remember me. Let there be a lifting for me. Remember me. He's the one. Remember me. He raises the poor out of the doors and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among the princes. Let there be a lifting. Let there be a lifting. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. There is a specific location and throne He wants to give you. He does not only lift. He has somewhere in mind. And to make them inherit the throne of glory. Your experiences this year shall be glorious. In the name of Jesus, as you go out this year, glory. As you come back, glory. From glory to glory shall be your portion this year. In the name of Jesus, remember, and make them inherit the throne of glory. See, the place of work you are, where they own you salary, is not a place of glory. Do you understand? It's not meant for you. Where they accumulate 6-9 months, 20%, 10%, 50%, 80%, now you don't even know how much they owe you. is not a place of glory. The place he has prepared for you in 2022 is a place of glory. Therefore, the one that lives, that relocates, let him relocate you to your glorious experience, to glorious situations, to your glorious throne, in the name of Jesus. For the pillars of the earth belong to the Lord, and he set the word upon them. Let's check verse 9 and 10. Give me verse 9. He will guard the feet of his faithful one. Can we pray this year? Guard my feet. Let me not be moved. Establish me. Let me not move in slippery paths. Let me not move from in slippery paths. Let me not slip away from your presence. Let me not slip away from where you put me. Oh Lord, guard my feet. Guard my feet. The feet of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Oh Lord, guard my feet. Guard my feet. Guard my feet. Guard my feet. I will not move from frying pan to fire. Guard my feet. Guard my feet. Relocate me. Take me to the place of glory. Guard my feet. There is a place, a way that seemeth right to man, but the end is destruction. Guard my feet. Let me not find myself there. Guard my feet. Guard my feet. Guard my feet. Guard my feet. In the name of Jesus. He said that the wicked shall be cut off in darkness. Remember the Bible says, oh, let the wickedness of a wicked come to an end. This year, every wickedness shall bow before you. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray, oh Lord, let the wicked be cut off in darkness. They are workers of darkness. Let darkness cut them off. Let the wicked be cut off in darkness. Let the wicked be cut off by 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 darkness. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. By strength shall no man prevail. Can you read from the King? He says, for not by might shall a man. The King James says, by strength shall no man. First Sunday of the month, I came. I'm not sure if it's first Sunday or during the first day I pray. I came and I decree that the Lord will supernaturally pay some debt off. Supernaturally. Supernaturally. I'm not sure if we're in the second service where a testimony was read. The person entered the year with debt. And then supernaturally, by the word of the Lord, at the beginning of the year, reduce it. Last Sunday, as the person woke up about coming to church, somebody credited her account with 450,000 naira to pay part of the debt. And say, Pastor, my debt is almost paid. You see, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. Many people heard that word. They are in debt. It's because they don't know how much I owe. It's because you don't know the he. He. He raises the poor from the donkey. He. Your case is too small, sir. It is too small. It is too small. The Lord that we serve in this house, let him arise and remember you. Let there be a change of story for you. In the name of Jesus. Anyone using their strength against you, by strength shall no man prevail. Do you understand? Hello, do you understand? The strength of man is in their authority. It's in their position. It's in their connection. But he says, by strength shall no man prevail. Therefore, we come by grace and we decree. Anyone using their appointment, their position, their authority, their power, what they have against you, let the Lord render them null and void. In the name of Jesus, suddenly they are dethroned from that position. Suddenly we look for them and find them no more. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord enthrone you. Remember what happened to Haman and Mordecai. Your enemies will be the one that will honor you in 2022. Did you hear that word? This year, your enemies will be the ones that will honor you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We exhort you.
Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We have attempted to look at the fact and the truth that we are supernatural beings. Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So for the past 3 Sundays, we have been attempting to look at the first part of it, that we were created in the image and the likeness of God. We explain what the image is. Image is in the resemblance. We are created to resemble God. Image means we have characteristics. So when you stand in front of a mirror, your image is in the mirror. It has the same characteristics like you. It might not have the full substance, but it has the characteristics of you. If you move your hand, it moves his hand. You jump, it jumps. That's an image. A resemblance. He said, let's create them after our likeness, the similitude, in our fashion. That means we have the qualities of God. But we have looked at various dimensions of this. And we came down to the topic itself and said, if our God is supernatural and we are created in his image and his likeness, therefore we are supernatural. In fact, we showed you from the scripture that we are created to be naturally supernatural and supernaturally natural. Then we sat down and said, okay, who is God and in what ways will we look at him? Then we started from one. God is a spirit. We look at the characteristics of spirit and we say, God, we are also a spirit in a body, and we have a soul in a body. And we look at the characteristics of spirit. Even the deep behind your village, they call them spirit. When they wake up at any time and they are not happy, they can come and read the God and say, the God says nobody should go out and nobody will go out. Try it and see what happens. You are spirit also. You can wake up and command and speak into the atmosphere and make this happen. You are supernatural. We are spirit. We look at the fact that God is all powerful. Jesus came and said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. And it's the same Jesus in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, that said, behold, I give you power. So we are supernatural because God has given us delegated power. I remember using the picture of a policeman. A yellow fever can stop a car, but he does not have a gun. He has authority. He lacks power. But when Mopo stands at the junction and he stops the car, nobody tells you, you stop. Because if you don't stop, accidental discharge will happen. God gave us authority. He gave us power. Iskus, energy, dunamis. I've forgotten the other word. Was translated as power in the Bible. Exousia, authority, and so on. And so forth. He gave us all these things. So we are supernatural. We are power. We are not the people that beg. It's when we are talking to God that we petition. There are situations in life that he has given us authority and power. We don't go back to him. We don't go and speak to those situations. My son or my daughters, they don't cry, daddy, where is the key? Where is... Come and open the door. As long as I give you the key, when they come back from school, they don't call me. They open the door. They enter. This thing of, my father is apple. God, he has given you the keys in some ways. Apply the keys. Stop bringing an insult in the name of the Lord. So he gave us that. We look at the fact that there are supernatural intelligence that God has. And he gave us supernatural intelligence. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what God, but he has revealed them by his spirit. And remember, we are spirit. And spirit talk to spirit. The world might not have access to it. By his spirit, he gives us access. So we can stand here and tell you what is happening in your school, in your house, by spiritual intelligence. God knows everything and he gives us access to it. 1 Corinthians 2:16, he says we have the mind of Christ. We have access to the mind of Christ. Therefore, your children are not door. You have not opened the door for them to have that access. Nobody in Christianity's door is that you don't have access. Is that you have a key, you don't know how to use it. Is that you have a key, but you are looking for somebody to open it for you. None is door. That was what we did in the first Sunday. I will not want to stay there and stay there and stay there. We moved from there and we look at the fact that we were created for dominion. God owns heaven and earth. He does as he pleases there, but he gave us the earth. And we look at the dimension of the meaning of he giving us the earth. If I build a house and I give a room to my daughter, and my daughter stays in the room for respect purpose, when I want to enter the room, I knock. But it does not mean that I cannot enter the room anytime I want. The people that teach you, that tell you that you need to give God permission, he has given the earth to man, you need to give him permission before he can come and operate, they are not telling you the whole truth. It's half truth. In my house, even though I gave them the door, the day I'm angry, I will not knock. I will eat it. I will enter. That's why God can come into any situation on earth, whether you ask him or not. Some issues, you don't have faith. What faith did Lazarus have for him to be resurrected? He didn't have one. God decided that the God of heaven and earth, permission or not permission, Lazarus will come up. It's an insult for us to teach that God has handed over the earth and he needs our permission. So, oh my God, I give you permission. I'm not against it, but have an understanding that he can come, whether he give him permission or not. Once he makes us his mind, he will come. Do we understand? That is God's dominion. But he now gave us dominion in that room he gave us to operate. So we can now operate as we want in that room, remembering that the house still belongs to the Father. So if they are playing music and it's too loud, I don't need permission. I call me. Say, lower the thing. I will seize the phone now. He should not tell me he has dominion in that room. I still have dominion over him and over the room. And it's over the rule or the rule. Is the owner of a slave that owns everything that the slaves own. As long as they are under my roof, even though they have their room, I still control what happens in the room. Are you here? There are some times that no matter what happens in the room, I will not come in. I'll be waiting. I want to hear daddy before I come in. But it's my choice. Do we understand dominion? Are we here? And then we went ahead and looked at creativity. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we have the DNA of God. And since God creates, we can create. And you know the good thing? God created something out of nothing. So as we are seated now, in the spiritual realm, there are businesses. There are millions. There are billions of dollars hanging everywhere. You can't see them. But what is not seen is better and greater than what is seen. So we can create from the seen realm and make them visible. This chair, this design started like 15 years ago. This kind of design was never there before. We were using benches. It was somebody that brought it from the spirit realm, from the unseen realm, and made it visible. Somebody created nothing, something, out of nothing for us. So you have the creative ability to bring something to pass out of nothing. Why? You are supernatural. Are we still in church? Christians are the most powerful beings on earth, but because of ignorance, they are one of the most stupid people all around. Pastor Tony Bakari will say, when the Muslims are going to the mosque, they remove their shoes. When Christians are entering the church, they remove their brain. We have everything in the world. We can create of nothing. And I remember telling you last week, when there is a challenge, it's a proof that a creative thing in you should come out. When there is a challenge, it's a proof that you have dominion. The Lord is waiting for you to put it under dominion. And last week we ended by looking at supernatural influence. Christians are salt, we are light, we are yeast, we are ambassadors. We have influence. We can change things. God has influence. Listen, if we put on the light here, the light will never beg darkness. Just switch it on. We are not shining. That's why we have problems. Do we understand? And this morning we came again and we started looking at the fact that we have the God kind of life. And number two thing we look at the first service, that we have the God life. I preached that most times last year. Zoe, you can remember that. And the second thing I preach in the first service is that you have a free will. God has free will. And God gave you free will. That is one of the best things that God gave you. There is a setup. When Adam did not understand it was a setup, and he felt, it's my will. I can do anything I want. He entered trouble. And up to today, it's my house. It's my life. I can live it anyhow. You enter trouble. God has given you supernatural will. It is called power of choice. It's a free will. For this will, you need to learn from Jesus. When he came, he said, Father, I have come to do your will. John 6, 38, I have come to do your will. In life, your life must be about doing the will of God. When he was about to be crucified, he went through all the temptation. Ha! This thing go hard, oh. Father, if it is possible for you to take away this cup, please do it. But not my will. And we said in the first service, what Jesus saying that, Father, I've made my request known to you. But you know the best. Do the best. There's a will. In the second service, we look at the fact that we are supernatural. We can live holy lives. The supernatural is not only for miracles, for speaking in tongues, for telling people account numbers, for telling people what is happening at home. The supernatural is for us to live holy lives. We look at Ephesians 4, 34. We are put on the new body in the likeness of the one that created us. And remember, at the beginning, he created all his likeness. In his likeness, we put on the new body so that we will live righteous and holy life. We went through the Bible and discovered that there is always grace available before temptation. And every temptation, God makes it below our ability. And even if it's above, if we don't muster the ability, he makes a way of escape for us. And we look at the fact that God does not ask us to do anything that we cannot do. He asks us to live holy life, and we must live holy life. Please, you have all the messages. Take time and listen to them. John 4, 34. I will end with this. John 4, 34. I think I should be right. John 4, 34. Oh. Is it 24? The Lord is love. If it fails, John. First John 4, 26. Listen to me. You are supernatural. You have the capacity to love. You know, I've told you many times, the English word is not, the English language is not rich enough. You know, sometimes you are speaking in Igbo, you want to translate it to English. You look for the words. After doing everything, it does not capture it. Look at the way the guy was singing Ekweme today. And look at the interpretation. I know some of you people will look at it and discover that what he was writing in English does not fully capture it. When you look at the word love in English, in the Bible, you read love, love, love. It is not the same word in Greek. There are four words used for love in the Bible. There is philium, which is brotherly love, a love that friends have to have for you. There is touch, which is love between relatives. There is eros, which is a romantic love between lovers. And there is agape, which is the unconditional love of God. When you are reading that, you'll be seeing love, love, love. Which one is it? Until you go to the Greek, you will know the difference. But what we are saying is this. We are from God. 26. He did not read Genesis. But it's there, Abby. We are from God. Whoever knows God, listen to us. Whoever is from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. No, now. I'm looking for where the Bible says God is love. Simple. Can you check God is love for me? I must read it.
Is it 4:7? Four eight. Can the whole church reach God? I want to go. Anyone who does not love does not know God. For God is love. We are supernatural. God is love, and we look like Him. We can love. We have the capacity for the God kind of love. See, you do me, I do you. You, on my birthday, you give me things. On your birthday, I give you things. It is a kind of love. Reciprocal. You do me, I do you. If next year you don't give me, and I don't give you, don't get angry. Because our love was conditional. You give me, I give you. You don't give me, I don't give you. You greet me, I greet you. You not greet me, and it's a kind of love. But that's not the kind of love he's asking us for. We have the capacity to have the God kind of love that makes us look stupid. He was on the cross of Calvary. And one of the first things he says, the people beating him, spitting on him. He created them. He's one that created the sun. He's one that feeds them, even though they did not know. They were spitting on him. They were hammering him to this thing. And what did he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If I slap you now, will you say, Father, forgive him, for he knoweth not what he doeth? You will have returned the slap before you remember your pastor. But we have the capacity for the agape kind of love that God has for us. Do we understand? It is a choice. That was why in the first service I thought about the will and the power of choice. You made up your mind to come to church. Some are at home. It's your choice. You have the capacity, like God, to love. You have the capacity to live not in bitterness. You have the capacity to forgive if you want. You have the capacity to overlook an offense. You have the capacity to let it go. But you know what? In the church, the more holy we look, the more terrible we are. One of my brothers, when we were growing up in our room, all over the world, you will see things. February 23, Biodun did not give me the DC. He didn't have diarrhea at that time. So on the wall in our room, pencil, blue wall, you will see different things. So when we want to laugh, you will go and look. My brother wrote this against me on the wall. He will see another person so that he wrote all over the wall. On the diary of your heart, what is written there? You have the capacity to let it go. You are supernatural. Supernatural is not for speaking in tongues alone. Madigedegega, ariaga, da, da, da. After you speak in tongues and you open your eyes, people will wrong you. They will offend you. Prove your supernaturalness by displaying love. It is the supernatural. It is the love of God that displays His supernaturalness. The love of God displays everything about God. He said, God is love. And you are supernatural. You have the capacity. You have the ability to live in love. Can I you say with me, say, I'm capable of loving? I can say, I'm capable of loving. I'm capable of forgiving. I'm capable of overlooking the offense. Pastor, you don't know the thing where this man do to me. I don't need to know. But I know you have the capacity to overlook it. 1 John 3:18. You are supernatural. You have the capacity to love. You have the capacity to let go. Can we all read together? 1 John 3:18. Want to go? Little children, let us not love in word
or talk, but in deed and in truth. Everybody, when they see love, they know it. Let us not love in words. Let us not love in talk. Let us love in action. Love is a verb. It's an action word. Let it go. Love the person. Let's look at the practicalities of it. I want to read some of the scriptures we don't like reading. I want to read it today to prove what love is. Matthew 5, 23 to 24. Oh yeah, let's go. Matthew 5, 23 to 24. These are some of the things that are not in some people's Bible, but we must read it today. Oh yeah, let's go. One, two, go. Let's go. But I say to you that everyone who is angry, please, let's ask first. Who is saying all these things? Jesus. You know, sometimes you say it's Paul. At that time, Paul does not know what he was writing. But this is Jesus. It is from the Sermon on the Mount. Now, let's go back to it. One, two, go. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable. Ah. Small, small. Maybe they go small, small. Okay, let's continue. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. Easy. You know easy. If you have been in church for long, if they say you meet easy, you say, if you know this way, don't enter. Okay. Let's go. The last one. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable. Have you seen it before? You overlook it. You are still calling everybody fool. Let's continue. 23. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you. Continue. Leave your gift there before the altar and go first. Be reconciled to your brother and then come back and offer. You know, I love this scripture. You know why? He still said go back. He said just leave the gift there. But look at it. Give me 23. It's 23 that shook me most. The first time God gave me revelation of this. Look, so if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there, remember, he didn't say remember that you have something against your brother. He said, you remember, you know, I don't have anything against him. He's the one that, go and ask him, when you remember that your brother has something against you, go and do something about it. That is love. You have the capacity to love. It will make you look stupid. It will make you look foolish. But it will make you look heavenly. It will make heaven celebrate you. I said, this thing, they pay me. But now the word of God. And see, they pay me also. And now the word of God. Jump to verse 44 to 48. Ha! I am supernatural. I can do these things. I can love. The way people are frowning in church, I'm very happy. The message is being passed very well. 44. Okay. Let's read together. But I say unto you, is this in the Bible? Now the translation. Make me check another translation. You check it everywhere. You will see. Love your enemy. What kind of love? When the Bible says you pray for an enemy, what kind of prayer? It might be fire prayer. It might be whatever. You yourself are saying, within you, you know what it means. Let's go. Love your enemies and pray for those. If you are not reading, you are a suspect. Yeah, let's read. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So that you may be sons of your I love you. I will not be angry with you. I love you. Go back to verse 44, Job. I'm trying to tell me you are back. Yeah. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. Verse 46, let's continue. For if you love those who love you, what reward? If you give birthday gifts to people that give you birthday gifts, if you invite people to the parties, people that invite you to your party, to their party, people that invite you to their party, if you invite them to your party, what have you done? Now do me, I do you. You have not done anything. When the people that tell you good morning are the people you respond to, you have not done anything. When the people that do their face, when they see you in the morning, they turn. They knew you want to give them the turn. And you call them and say, Jumi, now you are the Greek. Good afternoon. Have you not met people that in the presence of every, in the absence of every, they will not greet you. They will not greet you. But when they see people around, they will not call you. Dr. Siri, now you are the Greek. Oh. In front of everybody, they will say, ah. And in the Greek, Dr. Siri, now Dr. Siri knows the answer. But all this in God, they see all of us. Some are playing tricks in church everywhere. But for you. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even tax collectors do the same? Let's continue. And if, I didn't even know this one is there. And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? I forgive you. Go back. This guy is tempting, is testing the message I'm preaching. Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You know, you can wear the same dress, husband and wife, and come to church and not talk to each other for 1 month. You can't deceive us with anko. Go and settle at home. Go and settle. That you shared Bible together in church. It's not, people have played those tricks everywhere. We know. Go and settle. You are the father. You are the man of a family. Go and break the jeans. Go and break the malice. That's how you prove you are the man. And for some women, don't be stupid. Forty-eight. You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Perfection is loving unconditionally. Are we in church? Let's check one more. I hope you will not be too angry with me. Romans chapter 12. Let's read 14. Romans 12, 14. Then we'll jump to verse 17. Romans 12, 14. Romans 12, 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. For people that when you are praying, you are looking at the picture of somebody, you are a witch. For people that have a picture of somebody that you want to keep with your mouth. You know many Nigerians where we want them to die. They are not dying. The people wishing them to die are dying before them. Before what you sow, you will reap. I read somewhere in the book of Proverbs, when I was very angry with Abacha, I was on campus, I was in uni like them. I read somewhere where the Bible says, if you don't do this, I will, that if somebody has done something wrong and God wants to punish them, and you don't forgive or you don't overlook it, God will now forgive them to spite you. That's why many people who want to die don't die. We are the one that dies before them. Because as Christians, we are supposed to be known by our love. The situations can be caused. Enemy, which is the devil, can be caused. The power of darkness can be caused. Principality can be caused. We can deal with them. But when you are dealing with principality, don't be thinking, yeah, the prayer's point is for Nike. Yeah, Nike, Nike, die, Nike, Nike. Nike will not die in a long life. Imagine somebody praying as you die. Ah. He will go to the grave before me. Do you understand? Don't do that. Verse 17. You are supernatural. You have the capacity to love. I know many people are not happy they are in third service because of this word. In the second service also, many were not happy. They were there. Because truth is bitter. 17. Let's go. Let's read together. Not be only me go read them. Let's go. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. Have you read the story of the scorpion and is it the tortoise? They were going and they got to a river, and the scorpion asked the tortoise to carry him. It since the scorpion cannot swim, and the tortoise carried the scorpion. While they were got to the middle of the river, the scorpion stung the tortoise. The tortoise said, "Yeah, but you promised not to sting me." He said, "Don't worry." They were going. He stung him again. What ordinary? Well, when they got to the other side, they asked the tortoise, "We heard you shouting from the sting of the scorpion. Why did you not shake the scorpion into the river?" He said, "It is in the nature of the scorpion to sting. It is in my nature to do good. I will not be changed by the nature of the scorpion. It is in our nature to love. It is our nature to do good. It is not in our nature to return evil for evil." Do we understand? Listen. Let me tell you what I'm not saying. I'm not saying somebody broke your heart, cheated you, stole from you, tomorrow open the door and continue the relationship at the same level. I am saying you can love him. Love is different from like. There are many people I don't like, but I should love them. It would be stupidity for me to open my doors for them to come at that level when I know they are going to steal again. But I'm saying nothing stopped me from saying good morning. Nothing stopped me from saying, you are looking for a job. There's an opportunity at NNPC. Apply. I can say that, but it will be stupidity for me to think we'll work together, we'll do the same thing. We will not do the same thing. But we will greet each other. We will talk to each other. We will not talk long like before. Because what would we have to talk? That is what I'm saying. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Repay no evil for evil, but give thought what is honorable in the sight of all. Let's continue. Let's just end at verse 19. End at verse 21. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all. Especially your husband, especially your wife. You know, some people live peacefully with others, but they don't live peacefully with people at home. He is the lover of all outside, but the wife does not have that testimony about that person. He buys things for everybody outside. He never buys anything for his family. He does not drop money at home, but outside, he is the highest giver. When they say, "Is there anybody that can give one?" We don't raise money like that in our church. We want people that can give 1 million, 1 million. He's the first person that stand up and come. But his children has been sent home for school fees. He has not bought them anything in the house. But he's the chief launcher everywhere. He is not a lover. He's a hypocrite. If it is possible, as far as depend on you, live peacefully with all. My time is fast spent. With all. Continue, please. Beloved. You know you are beloved. Smile now. Beloved, smile now. Let's continue. Never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." When you revenge, you are saying God is weak. When you revenge, you are saying God is not powerful. God is saying my job specification is vengeance. When the person does that thing, you will do like the mothers in Yoruba land used to do in those days, wrongly for their children. Mo faele ko tolon lowo. Say, I hand you over to the court of God. That is vengeance. Hand over. Even Paul, when he was angry with somebody in the church at Corinth, what did he say? He handed him over to the devil to teach him. He could have avenged. He could have used us. He could have done many things. Vengeance is not yours. And that's why we come to pray. Oh God of vengeance, arise on my sake. Oh God of vengeance, fight for me. Oh God of vengeance, do what only you can do. Because you cannot revenge appropriately. Verse 20. To the contrary, this is the painful part. And not be only me go read them where you go pain. We must read them together. Oh yeah, everybody wants to go to the contrary. If your enemy is hungry, if he is thirsty, all of us must read this thing. Including people at the back. All of you must read this thing. No, be only me go to read this in the head, get headache. All of us go read them. Oh yeah, let's go. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Have you not seen somebody that hates you and you give the person a Christmas gift? But some of them will go and throw it away. They say, now, juju. Say, now, juju. Hey, how can he give you now, juju? To a pure, all things are pure. Pure. Because his mind is dirty. He thinks everything is dirty. He will go and throw it away. Because he cannot imagine that kind of supernatural love. I'm not saying you should not throw some things you must throw away. I hope you know. I need to be balancing this thing because some people go and take it to the exchange and say, Pastor, say anything they give us, maybe just take us. Some things you must throw them away. Oh. You know those things. By so doing, you are heaping burning coals on his head. Verse 21, and we close. Can the whole church read aloud? Let me hear you. My choir, please read with me. Let's go. Do not. You are supernatural. When you don't love, you are overcome by evil. It is not easy, but it is possible. It's as easy as the way you open your mouth and speak in tongues. It's as easy as the way you lift up your hands. You know the reason why some people don't lift hands in church? They only lift holy hands. They themselves know the hands not holy. We are called to love. God is love. Can we receive grace to love? We receive grace. Lord, we are supernatural. We receive grace. We receive grace. To love indeed. We receive grace. To love in kind, we receive grace. To love as you wish, we receive grace. To love as you love, we receive grace. To forgive, we receive grace. To overlook offenses, just like Jesus did, we receive grace. To pray for the wicked. That, oh Lord, vengeance is yours. In your love, remember vengeance for your people. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You see, when you read Bible stories and you have not put yourself in their shoes, you think things are easy. When you preach this kind of message, it's easy to preach when people have not hurt you, when people have not scammed you, when you have not kept somebody at home, gave him accommodation, and he went against you. It's easy to preach it. It's easy to say it until you have such experiences. But you know what? You are not ordinary. You are supernatural. You are supernatural. You can do it.
Are we in church? You can do it. I ask that the Lord will give us grace to be practical Christians. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You know what? It's going to be a great week. Expect that. It's going to be a great week. Can I hear you say it's going to be a great week? Say, my plans shall be accomplished. The hand of the Lord will do valiantly for me this week. In the name of Jesus. Because of that, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Shalom to you. Shalom to your house. Shalom to who you are. Shalom to all that you have. May grace speak for you this week. May mercy speak for you. May the hand of the Lord open doors for you. May the keys of the kingdom be handed over to you. In the name of Jesus. May everything work in your favor. May the goodness of the Lord be your portion. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Shalom. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.